real heavy emphasis was on coronary heart disease and this affiliation with Curtis Haynes and the Evans County prospective CHD study. That really was the major departmental energy focus the whole time I was there. Curtis Haynes came to Chapel Hill and to John Castle, and of course they became very good friends, and he wanted the Department of Epidemiology to run the Evans County Heart Disease Study. Being a family doctor in rural Georgia, he didn't have really that kind of a research background, so he trusted the department to do that, and so the department was kind of the major academic investment, and hired the people that, you know, to do all the lag exams, draw the bloods, do the X-ray, you know, the EKGs, and so on. And that was really a kind of a nice, a training ground for junior faculty. Several of us went to Claxton, Georgia. For example, in 67 or 68, there was a third-year follow-up, I think, of the Evans County cohort, and they wanted to put in some important kind of behavioral issues at that follow-up exam. So Bert Kaplan, Dave Jenkins, and I went down to Claxton, and we interviewed patients in the clinic. We watched how the clinic operated, we realized that the educational level of many of the patients coming to the clinic there was of a lower nature, that it made a lot of these sort of academic questions moot. They didn't understand what you were even asking them. It was a real eye-opener, but it enabled us to change, reword, drop concepts, saying, hey, this is just too abstract. We're going to get guessing if you ask these kind of questions. So it enabled us to really kind of tailor what we wanted to ask them. For example, it was very difficult to ask a lot of the type A questions there because it just didn't fit the kind of rural occupations and lifestyle that characterized Evans County. And the nice thing about the Evans County study was he pretty much got everybody in the county to participate in this study, and it went for like 35 years, NIH funded it. So very much like the Framingham Heart Study, which ended up with Sons of Framingham's and then went on and looked at the genetic issues. The Evans County study was just a pioneer study that really looked at stroke and heart disease in these eastern coastal areas of Georgia with some of the best data at the time from African Americans, contrasting risk factors from African Americans and white, a very strong emphasis coming out with what eventually became HDL cholesterol. So there were some 400 or 500 papers published from that over the tenure. So, but it was really just getting rolling. When I was there, the baseline data had been collected, I think in 65 or 4.
60, 61, I think.
No, that's far back. Yeah,
I think so.
So we went to prepare for a follow-up where they were going to bring all the patients in, and once they were in, what would you like to ask them? And we had meetings with John Castle and Bert and the anthropologist Patrick and Jenkins and I, and then we went down and actually tested out some of those things and found out that some of those things really weren't going to work with that population. Just the vocabulary. I mean, if you're asking questions at a first year college level to people who didn't finish high school or did, it just didn't work. And some of the more abstract concepts didn't work either. And you don't know that until you actually go and test it out. But the other thing that was nice about that was we were there for 3 or 4 days, and in the evenings, Curtis Hames, from about 8 to 10, had evening hours for indigent patients. He would have his regular hours, and then he'd have dinner, and then he'd, from 8 to 10, he would have a side door where patients would come in, and he would give them samples of medications and so on, and treat whatever ailments. And he did that for several nights a week. But after that, at 10 o'clock, he would come into this little library he had in the clinic, and he'd sit down with us, and he had this cabinet, and Vic, it had like moldable boxes of like 5 different cereals. He had Frosted Flakes, he had Cheerios, and then he'd say, let's all have a bowl of cereal and some coffee or tea, and let's talk about your day. And we all sat around with a bowl of cereal and a coffee or tea, and he would say, well, you know, how's it going? And we would say with him, well, you know, we're struggling a little bit. We're trying to ask these kind of things, and yeah, I think you're right. This is not going to work here. And he gave us a lot of input. But the other thing about Curtis Hames that I really admired, and David Jenkins and I have 4 or 5 publications with him, he either did this independently or he was influenced by John Castle. He also had a pretty strong support for looking at family and behavioral issues in the conditions that were being studied, in this case, stroke and heart disease. But he promoted that as well. I mean, he was not one of these physicians who sort of thought, well, you know, this behavioral such as witchcraft, you really need to draw the blood, you really need to look in the eye and listen to the heart and see the x-rays. No, he really felt, no, that social environment that John talked about, I see that in my patients. That's a real phenomena. You know, you have two people with the exact same level of disability, and one's functioning well with it, and one is disabled by it. Why is that the case? And so on. And he'd say, well, you need to look at, you know, who the support systems are in the home. And so you have Curtis Hames promoting the social environment. You have John Castle promoting the social environment. And you have all these social scientists on the faculty who can implement you know, their recommendations. And it was just a very fertile environment in which ideas got discussed, realistically saying, well, you know, this would be nice to measure, but this is not going to work here. And well, what will work here? And can we abbreviate this? Can we ask some things in this fashion and so on? And it was just, and a lot of that got discussed over bowls of cereal at 10 o'clock at night in the Curtis, and we look at the watch, it's 11:30, and he said, well, guys, I need to get some sleep because I got to get, you know, up and do hospital rounds in the morning. And
wow.
It was just,
wow.
And of course, Claxon, Georgia is famous for the fruitcake they make there.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of us, when he took us to the train station, he gave us some fruitcake to take home with us.
He took you to the train station?
We took the train down from Raleigh, and Curtis himself picked us up in a big Lincoln car, dark, and he would drive from Savannah to the train stopped in Savannah. We went from Savannah to Claxton. It's about 50 miles, I think, and it was nice. We had a nice chat in the car. And then he would take us back to the train station in his car. He never delegated that to anyone. He personally wanted to kind of debrief us on the way back, and you know what kind of recommendations we were going to make to John Castle, and you know that you can tell him he approved this and those kinds of things. So it was a very nice kind of family atmosphere that the faculty in the department, I think, felt like family, and even people like Curtis Haynes, who came in, blended right in.